Praise the Lord. Somebody said, let it be unto me according to thy word. Amen. For some of you, you may have heard from the Lord about something. For others, you didn't hear anything at all. That's perfectly okay. You know, I was doing a teaching, I think it was first week, and one of the things we talked about was about hearing from God. And I read to the saints a passage of scripture where the word of God talked about you making up your own dreams. At least if you didn't hear anything, you didn't make up something. You don't want to make up anything. You want to hear him. So for those who heard something, and for those who heard nothing, it's perfectly fine. We had some things on the screen. We didn't want you to spend your time focusing on the screen, but that's just to help those who didn't know how to go about this. For me, it is about, Lord, whatever it is you want to say to me, say to me. I have no agenda. Whatever it is you want to say to me, say to me. For other people getting started, it might be, God, I have issues with my family or my finances or whatever. Lord, is there something you want to say to me about it? And because you're engaged, God will then speak to you about that thing, or he might speak to you about something totally different because you're engaged. Are you with me? So, just relax during this time. Those doors are going to be closed starting tomorrow at 6:45, very latest. We're giving everybody 15 minutes of grace. At 6:45, it's going to be locked, shut. You cannot come in at 6:45. Ushers, you hearing? Don't open that door when it's 6:45, it is locked, and nobody's coming in. Because we don't want anybody disturbed in here. If it is locked, stay in your car and have the quiet time in your car. Don't try to come in here. You have 15 minutes from 6:30 to 6:45. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're going to have a great week of silence and hearing from God. And I tell you what, you're going to hear God say to you some things that may just stretch your faith. You know, when the Lord started speaking to me about some things today, he just snuck something up at me. He told me, you can do all kinds of things. You have the capacity to do it. And I said, okay, all right, that's nice. Until he told me what he was expecting me to do. Then I said, what? But I have the capacity. Amen? Now, I'm not telling you what God spoke to me about. I'm just saying God is going to speak to you. All right? So just rest in his grace. Like any other service, we'll have this time of giving unto the Lord. Amen? We're just going to release our gifts of faith. Let's trust God to work out what he needs to work out in us and through us. I'm going to ask Mama to come and close in prayer for us. I'm glad to see every one of you that showed up here tonight. Very well represented. You took this seriously. Those who aren't here must have very good reasons for not being here. God knows how to deal with each one of us and help us. So, Mama, please come.
Praise God. Are we waiting for anybody for their offering, or we are all good? All right, we'll just wait for everybody. Praise the Lord. The rest of us, we can stand. You've been sitting for an hour, so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Hallelujah. All right. Let us close. Father, we thank you for giving us this time to wait on you. Thank you for hearing ears. Thank you for seeing eyes. Thank you for receiving heart. Thank you for obedient heart. Thank you for the manifestation of what the Spirit is saying to us. Thank you for refreshing time, refreshing rest for every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, have a blessed night. See you tomorrow.